here, you know, because I was definitely never part of the Bunny Ranch records or nothing like that. I wasn't communicating with Polo around the time he was doing it. I don't know if he's still doing it to this day or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he is.
We was definitely not in contact with each other during the time. I was just hearing it from other people, you know, that that's what he was doing. And then I actually seen a video one time on Showtime with him and Ron Jeremy.
Oh, wow.
We'll say the rest of the details on for C-Truth. Hit up C-Truth on MySpace.com.
Exactly. ThermalSoundWaves.com, yo.
Yeah. But we'll have the details of what the Bunny Ranch Records really is that people don't understand what Bunny Ranch is.
So now,
you have to school them, baby.
Now, I mean, we could go on with history all day because you got a rich history with, like, you got hits like for decades and year after year. But let's get to the movement that you got now.
Present.
What's going on today?
Right. Well, right now, you know, I've been working on a few projects, but the next thing that probably it will probably be the it's definitely gonna be the EP called, you know, Title Half a Clip. You know what I'm saying? Because that's exactly what it is.
You said half a clip?
Half a clip, baby.
Why not the full clip?
Because the other half was used.
And really, half a clip is all it's going to take.
Oh,
to
okay.
Send us some more.
I got you. I'm on your side.
That's the thing.
Nah,
so,
no doubt. But we got that dropping sometime in 2K7 in the first quarter. And I'm also, that'll be followed by a street album coming out.
Okay.
Now, and
both of these projects is going to be preludes to the grand finale. You know what I'm saying? You know, G-Rap about to hit him with the double CD retirement album. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sometime maybe mid to late summer 2007. You know what I'm saying? I'm hit him with the double CD retirement jump off. You know what I'm saying?
You break up just a little bit, though, G-Rap.
I was breaking up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that sometime in mid to late summer, I'm going to hit them with the double CD retirement album. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be titled Offer You Can't Refuse. You know what I'm saying? So I've been working on a few projects right here. You know what I'm saying?
Now, before you were, are you still have a company, Igloo Entertainment?
Still got the company, no doubt.
I remember you had that a while ago doing, you was being works a long time ago with, I think the rapper Jinx the Juvie at one point.
No doubt.
Now, this is Ma Barker, would she be a part of this project too or no?
Well, she's a part of everything I do, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we live with a studio, you know what I'm saying, so she's constantly jumping on tracks, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
On you know, just right off impulse, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go lay something down, she might just throw a verse on it, you know what I'm saying, and we run with it.
Now,
I mean, but she's definitely going to be a part of every project I do. You're definitely going to hear the Ma Barker presence on it.
And I looked at the name, Ma Barker. That's a tough name.
Definitely.
I traced the name. That's a tough name. everybody that doesn't know about Ma Barker, other than being with Coogee Rap, you need to look up that name. That's Public Enemy number one right there.
Alright.
Yeah, I did my homework with that Ma Barker. I saw the movie too. It's that's a real woman. That's a real woman. We gonna get into the details, but it's a real woman. Does anybody out there look up Ma Barker? Then you'll know
about,
what she's around.
You know about
Griselda
Blanco?
I understood about you a long time ago. A long time ago. But also I have something to say. You know, a lot of people compare this man as a modern-day Cool G Rap, but he's from the South. A lot of people compare Young Jeezy. And try to make the comparison.
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not talking about, not lyrically.
Okay.
Not lyrically.
I like Young Jeezy, but let's not go there.
Yeah. Not lyrically.
Some things we shouldn't do.
I'm talking about as far as his whole persona. Like, he, that, Okay, let's jump off that because it might go too much stuff. Right. I'm going to clean myself up.
Let's get back to Cool G.
Cool G rap.
So what inspires you today?
What as
far,
inspires
yeah,
today?
As far as to creating, you know, your craft and your writing and your...
Really?
Mm-hmm, really.
I really got to hear, like, it's definitely not the radio. You know what I'm saying? It's more like some underground mixtapes.
Okay.
Shit like that. You know, places where you don't hear, a lot of stuff as far as lyrics, flows, real raw approach. Things you don't really hear on the radio like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are the places I'm at, like the mixtapes, some of the websites, you know, where they got different artists on there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The hip hop game and all of that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it's like you gotta search for it now. You know, it's not right in your face like it used to be.
Right. Now,
back in the days, you was able to go up one side of the dial or the other. You know what I'm saying? That was either BLS or KISS.
That's
and you hear everything. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You wouldn't have to hear the same playlist over and over again on every station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now,
it's more like a thermal sound is radio.
Yeah, exactly. Like we do, Cool G. That's what we do, Cool.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people have been saying lately, oh, hip-hop is dead. Hip-hop died. Like, Nas has a record about that. Mad Skills from VA has a record about that. How do you feel about that statement? How do you feel about records, you know, coming out about that now?
Well, I know what a lot of dudes mean when they say hip-hop is dead. You know what I'm saying? These are basically the dudes that's, I mean, hip-hop to them has a, its own certain kind of definition. You know what I'm saying? And it's really not the direction a lot of cats is taking it today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some dudes, hip-hop is some of the things I was saying earlier, like originality, flows. I mean, because your flows make you stand out from everybody else. You know, your whole flow and your whole approach is, you know, what makes you different from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody else's flow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just the real, raw essence of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? The potent form. You know what I'm saying? It's real potent. Ain't nobody, they talking about the form of hip-hop where it's not a bunch of people chasing after the R&B singer with the name to make a single, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's totally different now, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Rakim never had to really do that. You know what I'm saying? Big Daddy Kane never really had to do that. That, you know, to have singles.
Okay.
Or to have a single that your label will approve as being a single.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kane took a couple of creative detours.
Yeah.
I'm talking early in the game. I'm talking Kane early in the game.
Right. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I'm talking the roar and the half-stepping and, you know what I'm saying?
You're talking about Taste of Chocolate?
That's
about Taste of Chocolate. Taste of Chocolate.
Oh,
he came
God.
On one.
Goodness, Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what?
Shout out to Kane, though.
Yes, yes. Mad Love Kane.
Maybe he was too much ahead of his time with it. Because if he would have did it now, he probably would have blew up with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
No matter what Kane did, like, nobody could ever take anything away from him lyrically.
Because
he can still smash you on any day.
Mm.
He performs, so.
Yeah, he can still smash anybody on any day.
And he likes to take his shirt off, too.
Yeah.
Kane is still sharp, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get my dude twisted. You know
oh, no
saying?
Doubt. Now, we know the real deal up here. We know he's on this game.
I seen him perform last year at Wendy Williams' show, and... he did the jump up and split.
Yeah.
Remember that dance move? The spin around. And we were like, he can still move. He was sweating crazy.
And then
but he can still move.
Hey, yo, You don't want to go up against Kane in the show. Forget about it.
He tore it down.
That's really his thing right there. That's, the stage is really his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and Bismarck, those dudes is like...
Oh, ultimate.
Their stage presence was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You never knew what business was going to do.
He's the ultimate.
Yeah.
That cat was just crazy.
Word. And Dougie too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dougie, the greatest entertainer.
Greatest entertainer alive.
Greatest entertainer.
Greatest entertainer, no doubt. I've definitely given that. I've seen him on stage a few times, and I was, like, mesmerized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's presence is so strong like that.
No doubt. So... Cool. Who would you compare yourself to in the sports world? You know, like Jay compares himself to Jordan. Like, who would you compare yourself to in the sports
Maybe
world?
Maybe like an Ali Ob or something.
Okay.
So
okay.
You want to get traded. I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. Your locker was cleaned up today. I saw it. They showed on ESPN.
No doubt.
See, I compare myself to Sam because he wants to get traded because he really ain't getting the proper light. Not the proper light, but
he won't win the championship.
He's not in the position he really should be at. That's how he feels.
Right, that team ain't gonna win the championship.
Exactly, basically, and he's trying to win.
Yeah, no doubt. So where can people get in contact with you as far as like you know getting the music? When can they expect the music? When it's gonna be out to the public and all of that, or is it out already?
Well, they could definitely keep following up with me on my MySpace jump off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real Cool G Rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? .com. You know, with all the stuff in the front, the http://MySpace/ the real Cool G Rap.com.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So
MySpace.com/ the real Cool G Rap.
I have one question. C Truth, Kev, and myself, Cleopatra, want to hear you drop a 16. Can you do that for us?
Can I drop a 16?
Yeah.
8. a 16 is like a little wild.
And just now, we want to hear some.
Go ahead, Cleo. Say it again. Say you want to hear that Cool
G
Rap.
Yeah, I just want to hear Cool G Rap do a freestyle. Can you do that for us?
Let me go through the files right quick. Yeah. I mean,
that's what's up. Anything, a little something.
Edit it, G, because we know how you get down.
You will have us banned.
True that.
We are banned.
That's why I gotta go through the files and see what I can clean up.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ain't got.